Okay, Missy, you announced over the weekend, I guess, that Maverick Steak and Cocktails assigned a lease to locate here in the Goss. Tell me a little bit about this restaurant for people who may have not heard of them or haven't eaten there in the past, what they can expect.
Perfect. Mavericks is our restaurant, and they originated out of Aberdeen. The food you can expect will be... we have steak, ribs, different pork options, and they do have pastas on the menu, some salads, some healthy eating options. It really is a diverse menu that they will keep very similar to Aberdeen. They will condense it just a little bit because of our kitchen size is a little smaller than what they're used to. So the amazing thing about us getting them is they can simultaneously run the events and the meals for that and operate the restaurant to an A-plus level of service. And so that was why we really pursued them.
They do have a presence in South Dakota, in Aberdeen and in Deadwood, and I understand they're going to be opening a restaurant in St. Cloud in addition to Watertown here. What makes them a good fit for the Goss and for Watertown, do you think?
I would say that, first of all, we've heard a lot of community feedback over, you know, do we want white tablecloth, not white tablecloth, what's the price point going to be? And we really wanted to appeal to, you know, the majority of our town would be able to come and enjoy this restaurant. We didn't want it to be too fancy and scare some people away, and we didn't also want it to be, you know, we wanted it to fit with the building and still have a bit of an upscale feel. So the way I kind of describe it is that it has white tablecloth food, but it doesn't have the white tablecloth. I would say no matter what you're wearing, no matter who you are, no matter what tax bracket you fall into, we want you to feel welcome here, and that was our goal with Mavericks.
They will be on the main floor, street level, in what would be, I guess, the northwest corner of the Goss Opera House. Talk about, and we're doing this interview standing in what will eventually become the restaurant, what needs to be done in here before they open up, and what would be a timeline for them opening?
Okay, so they have their own design team that will come in and do everything. We have to deliver the space in what they called a vanilla shell, and then they will, with their own team, decide everything. We know for sure that they do not want to cover our beautiful brick, and you know, things like that are very important to us, that we maintain the historical parts of the building. And then, so as far as time frame, we are thinking, they said spring, so I would say probably April, May, sometime in there that you can expect that they would be open. And we would also be open for events by that time as well.
I know previously in talking to you, you recognized that there are already other restaurants in downtown Watertown, and you didn't want to necessarily compete for customers. Do you think that Mavericks will be a good fit for Watertown in that they're new, but won't be, exact competition for the restaurants that are already here?
Yes, absolutely. I will tell you, I frequent all of the downtown restaurants and all of the restaurants in town, actually. They're become my friends, and it's important to me that their businesses still thrive. You know, I feel that our town can support another good restaurant, and I don't foresee it hurting our other places and our other eating options, maybe I should say. And so I definitely feel that that there's room for us and that everyone will be just fine. The food choices are different. The menu will be pretty different from each other.
It sounds like the Watertown Development Company played a role in kind of connecting you with Mavericks and kind of brokering this deal and bringing it together.
Yes. When we were trying to do our restaurant search, actually before I was even hired, the Friends of the Goss board was already working with the Watertown Development Company. My husband golfs in Aberdeen, and always stays at the Lamont Company's hotels and eats at Mavericks at least once while he's there for golf. He was the one that brought it to my attention that that needs to be in Watertown. This is exactly what you're looking for, Missy. And so we brought that to a meeting, and Tracy Stein from the Watertown Development Company did know Jeff Lamont. And so when we immediately, that same day that I mentioned it to her, she sent out a request for proposal, and not a lot happens. That's a pretty long document with specifying, a food type, what we would like out of the restaurant. And so I would say that she met with him in Vegas, and they talked more about the Opera House and the opportunity it presented for them. And then that is kind of when they had decided to go ahead and send Craig Schlott, their restaurant manager who actually created Mavericks.
Aside from food and dining in this space, will there be entertainment in here too? Any plans for, I know previously there had been a stage in here and some live music. Will that be part of the mix too or not?
So that is kind of up in the air. We have expressed to them that the Goss is known for live music, and it's kind of an artistic hub, and that we would really enjoy if they would be able to do that. They are concerned because it will take up some seating space in the restaurant and things like that. They're used to their restaurants being very full, not immediate seating, and so that is just a small concern of theirs. If they do the live music, they were thinking it'd be more like 9 to 11. A little bit later, once the dining room is starting to filter down. So they have not ruled it out altogether. It's something they said they would give a try. And if it is, beneficial, then and works out well, they will keep that.
Are they in the catering business too or not?
No, they just typically they run event centers. So like the DEC, the Dakota Event Center in Aberdeen is operated by them. And exquisite service and food, it's going to be great.
Okay, and there eventually will come to a point when we get close to opening next spring where you will have to, will the Goss do the hiring of the staff, or will that be up to the restaurant to hire their own people?
That will be up to the restaurant to do the hiring. And once that point comes where they are hiring restaurant staff and servers and all of the different catering staff, all of that, that'll be something that they will have it on Facebook, and we'll definitely be blasting that on social media when it's time that they are looking for that.
Mm-hmm. I know you had a lot of interest in restaurants that wanted to locate in the Goss. Just personally for you, how excited are you that Mavericks is coming in?
I am just thrilled that we've got them. We did have a couple of other opportunities, and it's so hard waiting. Mm-hmm. I'm a very impatient person, I'm finding, and I like things done yesterday. And so it was very nerve-wracking, trying to find the right fit. I would say out of all of the places that we reached out to, Mavericks was in my top two. And so I'm absolutely thrilled that they took a look at us and are coming.
And as far, again, as an opening date, sometime next spring is what we're looking at this point.
That's correct. So they... contractually, we have kind of a date in mind. However, we're thinking, April, May, sometime in there. We realize that all of us are working with a historical building. And I can tell you, you open up Pandora's box when you start replacing floors and when you start opening up different walls. And so we realize that there are setbacks that are possible. And no matter what, we just want to be perfect and ready when we open the doors. And it just won't be a minute sooner.
And if people want to learn more about Mavericks before they do open, I think they have a website where you can go and learn a little bit more about them and even download or get a look at their menu online.
You sure can. Yep. So the Mavericks Aberdeen has a website that has their menu and all of that. Another place that you can look to see how this company operates is you can go to the Lamont company's website, and you can see all of the different venues, hotels, casinos, event centers that they do operate and run very, very well. But yes, the menu, if you're looking at that, you would go to, I believe it's just mavericks.com.
All right. Again, a targeted spring opening. Anything else about Mavericks that we haven't talked about that you wanted to get the word out on to our listeners?
Just excited for
the
them
design.
To
yep, so excited for
the
them to come.
The design and interior, what kind of look or feel will it have?
Sure. So the design and the interior, they... Oh, it's so hard to describe. It's a little bit historical looking, with different South Dakota pieces, mm-hmm. I would say. And they have in their Aberdeen and in Deadwood, they had some marble high top tables that were gorgeous. I took note of those. In Aberdeen, they have an area where they have lights strung from wall to wall, and it is pretty magical sitting out there. But as they did say that they would direct their decor more towards what fits into an opera house.
And you mentioned that from a price point standpoint, it's going to be affordable for most people to dine here.
Yes. There were menu items that started as low as $9. So, I again, as I mentioned before, we want to make sure that everybody can come here and feel welcome.